This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden granted temporary refuge to people from Hong Kong amid the Chinese government's efforts to crush the pro-democracy movement and tighten its control on the city. Biden signed a memorandum Thursday allowing people from Hong Kong currently residing in the United States to live and work in the country for 18 months, a move likely to further inflame the already tense relations between Washington and Beijing. The decision to provide a temporary safe haven comes in response to Hong Kong's sweeping new national security law, which took effect in June. Since then, police have arrested at least 100 opposition politicians, activists, and demonstrators. Japan's prime minister attended a memorial Friday commemorating the 76th anniversary of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Survivors, their relatives, and other participants marked the 8:15 a.m. blast anniversary with a minute of silence. The United States dropped its first atomic bomb on Hiroshima towards the end of the Second World War on August 6, 1945, destroying the city, killing 140,000 people, mostly civilians, including many children. The U.S. dropped a second bomb 3 days later on Nagasaki, killing another 70,000. Japan surrendered on August the 15th, ending World War II and its nearly half century of aggression in Asia. France's highest court Thursday upheld a new law requiring the public to uphold a pass, health pass, to access bars and restaurants and health workers to vaccinate against COVID-19 by mid-September. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is